way. Let's talk about this initiative that's now going on, the Chicago Cultural Treasures Initiative. Tell us about that.
Back in, so Chicago Cultural Treasures is a 4-year initiative that was designed to bolster the financial resilience, at least long term, and sustainability of the arts and culture organizations throughout Chicagoland, whose missions were to create, preserve, and disseminate art stemming from the traditions, leadership, and culture of Black communities, Indigenous communities, and communities of color. And so IFF has the privilege of serving as the administrator for the program. The program itself launched in the winter of 2021, where we granted over $14 million to 40 BIPOC-led and focused arts and culture organizations that represented a diversity of art forms, neighborhoods, racial and ethnic backgrounds. And then in 2024, we made a second round of grants to the totaling $3 million to the same 40 organizations. And then what we're really excited to talk about right now is that we're entering our final phase of grant making, branded Culture Forward Chicago, where we'll distribute $3 million to 50 to 60, we think, arts and culture groups throughout Chicagoland. Again, those that represent art forms stemming from BIPOC communities.
Now, how are these groups, how do they apply, and how will you determine who's going to receive funding?
You're asking all the right questions, Rufus. Thank you. So, hopefully you'll give me space to say it multiple times. Organizations who are curious should log on to apply.iff.org/submit, and that's apply.iff.org/submit. So to be eligible to apply, you have to either be a 501c3. As I mentioned, IFF is focused on nonprofits. So you have to have 501c3 status or be fiscally sponsored by a 501c3 organization. You also have to be headquartered in or primarily serving the Chicago metro area. So this application is open to Collar Counties, including Cook, DuPage, Kane, Lake, Will, and McHenry Counties. The applications are open now. It's very important that those who are interested log on because the applications will close on March 3rd of this year. And one of the things about this grant that makes it special is that it's unrestricted funding. So these organizations know what they need. So the last thing we were trying to do was burden these organizations, large and small, with details about programming. This is just to help bolster their long-term sustainability by putting money in their pockets to be able to do the things that they've been doing to contribute to the Chicagoland art scene for years.
People are going to love you. There's nothing like unrestricted funding for a not-for-profit to really get done some of the things that are otherwise difficult because so much funding comes with very specific things that need to be done, and it's hard to get done everything within the specificity of what many grants call for. So this is really important. What are the sizes of the grants that are typically given out in your grant making process?
So through this phase, we think that the grants will be about $50,000 to $60,000 per organization. We have had in the prior rounds of grants, we had organizations where the grant size contributed about 20% of their organizational budget, all the way up to 520% of the organization's budget. In the prior rounds, Rufus, we had small organizations as well as large organizations, many that, quite honestly, many weren't aware of. And because of the ease of application for this process and targeting BIPOC organizations, then we were able to unearth and make visible just organizations that identified themselves as contributing to the vibrancy of Chicago's arts and culture scene. And so they're pretty substantial relative to the size, of course, for smaller organizations. But I think $50,000 to $60,000 in today's environment is pretty significant.
Well, you mentioned today's environment. Let's talk about that for a minute, because with so much push against some of the things that you talked about, this entire BIPOC culture coming from the federal government, and I know many organizations look to wherever all organizations look to wherever they can to get funding. There's got to be a concern within places that nothing is going to come federally particularly with the groups that you are particularly looking at. Talk about that and what the impact of that might be on the work that you do and on the work that some of these organizations would do.
So I think time is going to tell, right? And so I think that it's really important for us in this moment to just continue to do good work and to stay focused on the things that we do. So at IFF, we're focused on nonprofits in general. And so those nonprofits are meeting the needs of the communities that they serve. We've been doing it for more than three decades. We intend to continue to stay the course. With this particular Culture Forward initiative, this is a celebration, Rufus. And I think right now that we have to really look at the fact that so much cultural vibrance in the area and just the depth comes from Black, Indigenous, and immigrant communities. And so arts and culture organizations in this moment in particular have, it's an issue of identity. And there's, even when you think about neighborhood development and other things, there's just celebrations of traditions within, on Chicago's South Side, West Side, and throughout Chicagoland. So to ignore these organizations in this moment, I think actually runs counter even to economic development conversations.
Well, culture certainly matters, and culture is really what we have that moves us along now and tells our story in the future. And it's really special to have all these things in place and in order. We're talking with Victoria Lakes Battle. She's the executive director of IFF Chicago. Victoria, take a moment and remind people again of where it is that they should go to apply for these grants, because you only have until the 3rd of March, which I think that's next week.
It is. Please go to apply.iff.org/submit. If that escapes you, please log on to Chicago's Cultural Treasures. You can do a Google search, and there should be information there that also directs any potential applicants to just where the link is, that where they can apply.
apply.iff.org/submit. We're talking with Victoria Lakes Battle, the executive director of IFF Chicago. We'll talk more when we come back about really why this is important, why the cultural landscape is important to our economic health and the preservation of our traditions here within the city and any place.